This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. Welcome back, I should say, to another weekend edition of Community Focus. Right here, right now, and heard on our intercom stations, appreciating, as always, your great company. And that includes, of course, members of our Community Focus family. We have our good friend, Mustafa Shahbaz, joining us again this morning. And family, welcome back. You look rested. How have you been?
I have been great.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to being back on the show again. Looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much.
I'm just excited to be here.
I'm always happy to have you here.
Humbled and grateful to be here.
Oh, thank you so much, Mustafa. I'm always look forward to our getting together because you always have fantastic information to share. Not only for those who want to get out of that renter's rut,
yes,
and start doing that homeowner strut.
That's exactly
and a
right.
lot of people, Mustafa, have been doing it really since day one that you've joined the Community Focus family. And it's like that homeowner's family is it's just getting bigger by the minute.
It is getting bigger. And I really appreciate the opportunity
Absolutely.
To be here. It's been very, very helpful to the community as well
Likewise.
As myself. But more importantly, for the outer community to get the information out, to be able to help and give back to the community that which we live and work in.
And Mustafa, I personally want to say thank you because I too come away knowing a little bit more about home ownership than I did the last time you were on the program. So I really appreciate that. And just looking at you, my friend, and we were just, and we're both laughing because we were joking about this radio family before we even cracked open the mic of how you were fired up, ready to go. With after about four cups of coffee, you're good. You're good.
Fired up, ready to go.
Absolutely. Always the case with you, my friend. Always the case. Well, let's get our great conversation as usual started. What's the state now of the local real estate market?
Well, we have really rebounded from the recession. The market is hot. It's probably the hottest market that I've experienced in the 30-plus years that I've been doing real estate.
Wow.
I've never seen properties sell as quickly as they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very hot market. And this is transcends the entire country, really. So mm-hmm. the whole country is experiencing great growth
right.
and activity in the real estate market. So now is a great time to get engaged. You need to know how to do it, when
exactly.
to do it, and what steps to take. And you need a guiding hand if you've never experienced this before.
Very good point, Mustafa. And speaking of that guiding hand, who better than someone like yourself to guide, especially those who are becoming first-time home buyers, who are thinking, as we just mentioned, and that was a little jingle, radio family. For those of you who are new to Community Focus and new to our public affairs program, when Mustafa first came on our show, it was the fact that he had this nice little jingle about if you are that type of person or currently are the individual that's, you know, living in an apartment, paying rent to rent, you had that nice little jingle of getting out of that renter's rut and into the homeowner's strut. And it has stuck with a lot of our listeners, Mustafa.
Exactly.
Myself
yes.
included. Now, another interesting fact that you just mentioned, you said you have never seen in the 30 plus years that you've been in the real estate market this much growth. Interesting you should ask that question because thinking back to 30 years ago, that puts us in the 80s.
Exactly.
Ooh, that seems like such a long time ago. Compared to where we are in 2018, just for you, Mustafa, as a realtor, especially when I have the opportunity, and we just talk about just technology in general, when you compare two totally different decades,
right,
where you were when you first started, compared to especially how you're able to really communicate
exactly.
with your homeowners. We think about social media. That's huge.
That is very huge.
And something
technology
that,
is really
exactly.
driving the marketplace right now. So you yeah. really have to be engaged in mm-hmm. the technology because that's really driving activity.
Right, right.
As opposed to when I first came got licensed, I think it was in 91, mm-hmm. We had books.
Right.
Where all the listings were in
very books, thick books.
Very thick books. And I was actually in Charlotte.
Wow.
So it was four or five books. So when you wanted to look for properties, you had to skim through all
books.
These books to try to find properties. Mm-hmm. There was no GPS.
Right. So you had to pull out those big paper maps.
And there was no internet.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it was a very different environment in which we operate right now. And the technology has driven it to the point where you can get information instantaneously.
Absolutely.
And it makes it very, very competitive as well.
Right.
Because everyone has access to pretty much the same information.
That's true.
So what a lot of people don't have access to and don't understand is processes. Mm-hmm. You may have access to information, but if you don't understand processes as it relates to the transaction, the total transaction from A to Z, then you need that guiding hand.
Thank you for mentioning that. Can you break that down more into layman's terms for those of us who may not be too familiar with that particular terminology? How do you get started with the processes?
Well, the very first thing that needs to be looked at is whether or not you are able to obtain a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy? And if I can,
right.
at what price point? What is my budget?
Exactly.
Or what are obstacles that are going to stand in the way of me making this particular purchase?
Right.
So this needs to be looked at up front
mm-hmm.
To determine if you can purchase. If not, when, what obstacles stand in the way, what
right.
you need to do to overcome those obstacles. And then you need to determine what your budget is.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes people need money.
Right.
There's money involved in down payment, closing costs, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today is how do we overcome some of the hurdles as it relates to funding and money and
right.
down payment and closing
right.
costs. We're excited about a program that's going to help you do that
great.
If you understand the process.
Mm-hmm.
And if you text me or call me so that I can help you with this
right,
process.
Exactly.
And that number to call or text, and I'm going to say it over again, it's 336-986-0695. Again, that's 336-986-0695. Text me your contact information. Text me a question if you have questions. And then we'll go further into it offline.
Fantastic. Now, look what you went and did, Mustafa. You answered my next question. Some of the biggest challenges that are facing buyers and sellers, and that's one of them. So if you didn't get that number, we're going to make sure by the end of this conversation here on Community Focus, it will be ingrained, hopefully, radio family with a lot of you. Now, Mustafa, there is talk about Housing Connect in Greensboro. What exactly is that?
Well, a few weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, the Greensboro City Council
mm-hmm.
approved funding to give down payment assistance to first-time homebuyers.
Right.
This is huge
mm-hmm.
because the amount that they have allocated per person is $10,000.
Wow.
So they can get $10,000 within the city limits of Greensboro. This is just in Greensboro, not all of Guilford County, just Greensboro.
Okay.
You can get $10,000 of down payment assistance, and this is free money.
Wow.
Basically, if you stay in the home for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
it is completely forgiven. So it is forgiven at 20% per year that you stay in the home. So
okay.
after 5 years, it is completely forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a $10,000 gift fund that you can use to purchase a home if you're a first-time home buyer.
Great.
In addition to that.
Wow.
In addition to that,
yes,
there are seven neighborhoods in Greensboro that they call the redevelopment area
mm-hmm.
where you can get an additional $5,000 in funding to help you with this purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're looking at $15,000
yeah.
of money for down payment assistance mm-hmm. if you live in seven of the redevelopment areas within the city of Greensboro.
Okay.
So this is huge. This is a
yeah.
huge win-win for everyone.
Absolutely.
If you're looking to purchase, if you're looking to get out of renting,
mm-hmm.
if you want to get out of the rental rut, you want to do the homeowner strut, I'll show you how to do that as well.
Excellent.
But those seven areas are Arlington Park, Eastside Park, Gorrell Street, Old Ashboro, Phillips Lombardi, South Elm Street, or Willow Oaks. So if you're interested in purchasing in any one of those seven redevelopment areas, there's an additional $5,000 in down payment assistance that's available for you in addition to the $10,000, which makes it $15,000.
Wow.
That's $15,000.
Yes.
That can help you tremendously. What are you waiting for? Why are you not calling me? Why are you not texting me? That number again is 336-986-0695. We are going to help you get out of the rental rut.
And into that homeowner
strut. Into the homeowner strut. That's
wow.
Exactly right.
You always come on this program with huge news, Mustafa. Thank you so much for that. I wanted to ask you, speaking of first-time home buyers assistance, we mentioned again the 30-plus years that you've been a realtor. Now, many people familiarize that with former President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that, was he the first president to assist homeowners at the time? We know it's something that the current president, Donald Trump, has not even made mention of, but have there been any former presidents that you recall that may have issued this program?
There were incentives out there during the Bush administration as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there have been other presidents who understood the need for housing,
right,
and the importance of housing, particularly mm-hmm. for minorities and for the poor.
Right, right.
I would like to mention, since you brought that up,
mm-hmm.
because I was just informed on something I wasn't recently informed, but I knew about it. But I need to make people aware,
right,
that the present administration
mm-hmm.
is cutting $6 billion from the HUD program, Housing and Urban Development, led by Mr. Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And he failed to, when he was asked as to where those cuts were coming from, was it coming from grant money
right.
to communities,
mm-hmm.
or was it coming from housing vouchers? Mm-hmm. He failed or would not indicate
right.
where those cuts were coming from. Just across the board, they were cutting $6 billion. So what this means is that there are a lot of cities, municipalities,
mm-hmm.
states who get block grants from the government to help fund these type of programs that I'm talking about
right.
so that they can help people access home ownership.
Right.
They are cutting those programs.
Wow.
So my point that I really want to emphasize here mm-hmm. is that time is of the essence.
Yes.
Because before those cuts now come down the pipeline, you need to avail yourself of the opportunity to mm-hmm. get these funds
mm-hmm.
and get moving so that you can become a homeowner.
Right.
So these funds are available for a limited amount of time, first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
And when the funds run out, they're out.
They're out.
There was a program that came out 2 years ago. There was $15,000 in down payment assistance in the county, in all of Guilford County.
Mm-hmm.
Those funds were gone so quickly.
Wow.
That people wanted to access those funds and
mm-hmm.
make themselves available. But the funds ran out. These funds are going to run out as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a unlimited supply of money. It's a limited supply. I'm not sure what the budget is that the city council approved, but it's limited, and you need to act quickly
mm-hmm.
if you want to be a part of this program.
So, Mustafa, you said it best. Time is of the essence. So, Radio Family, we can't stress it enough. Not one final time. Well, the final time for the first break of the morning, the first half of this program, Radio Family. It is imperative that if you are in a situation where now is the time, you have made the decision that you want to become a homeowner, you need to call 336-986-0695. And of course, Mustafa, that will put that individual in contact with you. My friend, it's always good to have you back here on the program.
It is a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. You are more than welcome. And in fact, we're going to take an opportunity to cut away to break. Mustafa, when we come back, we're actually going to reiterate or go back over the Housing Connect information. So for those of you who are just tuning in on the tail end of our conversation, we're going to get you caught up, I promise you. Thank you so much, Radio Family. Great company as always. Great information thus far with Realtor Mustafa Shabazz. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn. We've got more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family. Great company every Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Not only your great company, but of course that of members of our Community Focus family. And welcoming back once again our QF family member in Mustafa Shabazz. Mustafa, we're officially back. We really have some time to give the breakdown that just before we went to break, we were talking about the Housing Connect in Greensboro, exactly what it is. Now, let me see if I can sort of recap based on the notes that I took. This is $10,000 for the Greensboro only area, forgiving, monies that are forgiving. So this is 10 grand that doesn't have to be paid back.
That is correct. That is correct.
So 20% over if you stay in the existing home for a five-year period. This is a gift fund.
That's exactly right.
And on top of that, an additional $5,000 for seven redevelopment areas, part of down payment assistance. How did I do?
That great, great.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So that's where we're picking back up, Radio Family.
Now, if you will allow me.
Sure, sure.
Since we've set the stage.
Yes.
If you will allow me to put the icing on the cake.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So in addition to the money that you can get from Greensboro, mm-hmm. there are funds also out there through North Carolina Housing Finance that you can use in addition or in conjunction with
right.
the money from Greensboro. Okay. So the down payment assistance program through North Carolina Housing Finance will allow you to get 3% of purchase price, 5% of purchase price, or a flat $8,000,
okay.
which can be combined with the $10,000 or $15,000 that you get from the city of Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you opt to go with the $8,000 down payment assistance through North Carolina Housing Finance and combine that with the $15,000 that you get from Greensboro within these seven redevelopment areas.
Right.
Now we are looking at $23,000.
Wow.
So you can effectively go from renting, paying $700 per month, $800 a month
exactly.
in rent.
Or more in some places.
To buying a house where you're only paying $400 a month.
Can you imagine that?
My God.
I know.
Do you realize the impact that these funds can have on your life and on your family and on
exactly.
your ability to put yourself in a much better financial situation in the future?
Absolutely, especially when you make the comparison, Mustafa. And there's nothing against anyone who is currently living in an apartment-type facility. But compared to owning something that's your own, where you get to decide as a homeowner when and where you're going to cut your grass, when and where you're going to put shutters on the house, when and where you want to put a carport as a cover for your car.
Exactly.
You know, whenever it rains or it snows or the weather's just, you know, you don't have nice days like we've had the last several days. I mean, just so many different scenarios.
The tax advantages of being a homeowner as opposed to renting.
Right, exactly. Just imagine having a backyard of your own where your kids or the family pet can roam free. You know, there are a lot of people who have already made that transition, Mustafa. They've gone from the renter's rut to the homeowner's strut. But there are so many more who would like to join the rest of the
course. And we are here to help you do just that.
Exactly.
And access these funds and make sure that you understand the
process. Exactly.
And it's important that the process is very important. And it's very important that you get knowledgeable people who understand
exactly.
the process.
And
I'm going to tell you a story, and I have to tell this because it's one of the things that I spoke about. Because I know within the triad, there are a lot of colleges and universities within the triad.
Right.
So we have a lot of college graduates out there who have student loans.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Student loans will significantly impact what you are able to do or cannot do as it relates to these loans.
Right.
A great example of this is I had a client that was supposed to close on a home yesterday.
Wow.
He chose to use an outside lender, the one that I had not referred him to, from another state. So there are a lot of internet lenders out there you need to be aware of who are not really concerned with your best interests. And you need to be very, very careful as to who you choose to partner with during this process that I spoke about.
Right.
So he chose an outside lender. We were supposed to close on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call from this buyer on Friday afternoon indicating that the lender called him and said they could not do the loan because the student loan payment would be too much and would take him over his debt to income ratios.
Mm.
So here we are 4 days from closing. This is something that any lender that's worth their weight in salt would have gathered this information from the very first day looked at his credit report and they looked at his information.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that should not have been missed by a lender. It should have been caught on day one.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are 4 days from closing
and now
they're telling me we can't do the loan.
Mm-hmm.
He spent money for appraisals. He spent money for inspections. He spent money for earnest money and due diligence money to the seller. Now we're looking at trying to find another lender who could possibly do this deal at the last minute.
Yeah.
So it is imperative that it relates to the processes that you employ people who are experienced, who are local,
mm-hmm.
who are knowledgeable, so that you won't end up in the same situation that this person did, because having student loans will significantly impact what you're able to do, significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't reiterate that enough. So if you've got student loans out there and you're trying to do a home, and you're going through FHA financing,
right?
They're going to use 1% of your student loans as your monthly payment.
And that's just so important, Mustafa, the fact that you really should not let those payments defer. The thing about it is making the arrangements ahead of time, especially if you know that you have student loans forthcoming. Because I just think about the fact that a lot of our students just graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And before the start of another school year at a lot of our area colleges and universities in the area, that was the one thing that probably as a graduate, a lot of graduates were dreading, especially they knew those student loans were coming. Now, I think they give you a little grace period before the payments start coming in.
That's true.
But the thing, too, to take into consideration is they will work with you if you're willing to work with them. And some are willing to help you from the standpoint, because, of course, everybody's amount is going to be different.
Of course.
But the fact, and one, I just feel so sorry for this individual that it happened, but you're right, it's the importance. And you mentioned one word that stood out to me, because you said, one, he went with a lender that you didn't approve, somebody that you had no idea that he had done this with. And you also used the word local.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we think of down payment assistance, this can come from so many agencies outside of our local area. So when we speak of or have an opportunity to work with someone local like yourself, who's very knowledgeable with lenders who are from other areas outside, it really helps. It's like you mentioned earlier, having the proper guidance
mm-hmm.
and going through this process. It's going to be a learning experience for
Absolutely.
This individual.
It is.
That's for sure. And certainly with you there, you're going to help. But hopefully this will never happen to that person again, or to anyone who's listening here on the weekend edition of Community Focus.
I pray that this happens to no one else, because this is really something that a lender should have seen from day one.
Right, exactly.
And the level of incompetence of this particular loan officer is unsurpassed by anything I've ever witnessed as long as I've been doing real estate. So, and I'll let her know it too.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mustafa, for sharing that experience. I know without question it's eye-opening for members of our Community Focus family who are tuning in, and maybe that will get the ball rolling for those who again are looking to go through that process, the proper steps
exactly.
that are needed so that what won't happen to them as well. Radio family, thank you so much indeed for your great company. We are continuing with the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm Renee Vaughn. Joining me is realtor Mustafa Shabazz. So not only, Mustafa, were we talking about the Housing Connect, we were talking about areas in which a lot of college students have those student loans and the impact of one individual in the experience you just shared. I want to shift gears here a little bit. Let's talk about the property values. One, how they plummeted during the recession. Are you seeing a recovery?
Yes, they have recovered tremendously. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things that we really need to understand as we go and try to access this process or
right.
purchase a home. We need to understand where we are as it in terms of property values, mm-hmm. sales, days on market, and things of that nature, because all of it has an impact.
Right.
So property values plummeted during the recession. Mm-hmm. They dropped tremendously, particularly in some certain neighborhoods where
right.
there were a whole lot of foreclosures within that community. But we have rebounded. We have rebounded to the extent that the price of homes and the average price in 2017 was $190,000, 507.
Mm-hmm.
But so far this year, up until through June, is $204,141. So values are going up.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the values of the properties going up, interest rates have risen up as well. So what does this do to the person in the middle who are trying
right.
to access home ownership?
Exactly.
And they don't have money saved.
Mm-hmm.
You're being squeezed out of the housing industry and the ability
True.
To purchase homes
True.
Altogether.
Right.
Because now the values of homes are going up. They're costing more.
Mm-hmm.
The interest rates are going up. So the cost of the loan or to borrow the money
right.
is going up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're being squeezed
right.
out of the marketplace. How do you rebound that? How you rebound from that? How do you recover from those
exactly.
things?
Right.
With this down payment assistance program,
right.
if you can get $15,000, $10,000, $20,000 in down payment assistance to alleviate that cost, to use
exactly.
for down payment, to
right.
use for closing costs, then you basically recapture what you've lost as it relates to the value going up and the interest rates going up. So it is imperative that you take advantage of this opportunity, because there are other things that are taking place in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
that will squeeze you out of the opportunity to purchase.
Absolutely. And really, Mustafa, if you think about it, Radio Family, pretty much anywhere where you travel in the immediate Piedmont Triad, mm-hmm. how many neighborhoods are you starting to see spring up? How many houses are you actually starting to see being built?
Right.
I mean, you know, just in my daily travels between Greensboro, Kernersville, Winston-Salem, just about every other neighborhood that I pass through, I'm like, wow, there used to be a whole bunch of trees there. Not so much the case, because now you're seeing where housing developments, as you mentioned, they are on the rise.
They're on the rise. But in addition to that,
yeah,
the supply is still at unprecedented lows.
Yeah.
So in 2017, the average supply was a 4 month supply,
mm-hmm.
4 month supply in June of 2017.
Right.
There's a 3.4 month supply in June of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Another important factor to consider is days on market. So properties are coming on the market.
Right.
Inventories are low.
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, the average time for days on market was 19 days.
Wow.
The average time for days on market in June of 2018
mm-hmm.
is 14 days.
Wow.
So if you're looking to purchase,
mm-hmm.
you have to have all of your ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. You have to be approved.
So.
You have to be ready to buy, not look.
Mm-hmm.
You have
yeah,
to be ready.
Exactly.
You have to be ready to buy.
Right.
Because houses are selling at an unprecedented
wow.
rate in terms of time on market.
Mm-hmm.
14 days is huge.
That is huge.
You know, I've got properties that sell within 24 hours. I had
yeah.
one to put on the market Sunday. Went on the contract in less than 24 hours.
Wow. I think I remember you posting that too
yeah,
on social media.
Yes. I did. So
wow.
You have to be ready to go. So if
yeah.
the house is in good condition,
mm-hmm.
if it's priced correctly,
right.
it will sell very quickly. So even if you're trying to access the funding
right.
to get these to purchase or to buy a home,
exactly,
you have to be prepared to move quickly when mm-hmm. you find something that's going to meet your needs.
And that's an excellent point, Mustafa, especially what we were talking about throughout the course of our conversation, the Housing Connect in Greensboro. That total, well, $10,000 in addition to the $5,000, and you're saying funds that, because of the current administration, are not going to be around for a long time. So again, we're going back to that phrase of time is of the essence, indeed, to get that done. Mustafa, I may have asked you this question before, but just in terms of whether or not you have seen numbers fluctuate, has there been a difference between when we talk about home buyers, whether it's their first house or they're, you know, moving into their fourth or fifth home, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, are you seeing just as many young persons, single persons, families buying homes? What are the numbers on those three different groups?
I don't know the specific numbers.
Because I know you work with a variety of clientele.
One of the things that stands out in my mind is something that was told to me when I was in my broker's class for real estate. One of my instructors made this comment, and it stuck with me. He said, single women will buy houses. Single men will not. And what I have found this to be so true, that the majority of my clients who are single are women.
Wow.
Very rarely will I find a single man that'll buy a home.
Yeah.
I work with families buy homes, and I don't know what it is about the man or what it is about that statistic that makes it true, but I have found that it is a very true statement.
Wow. And to add to that too, Mustafa, getting back to most being not just single women, but likely women who are just getting out of school. Mm-hmm. Whether it's college or they've waited a few years after starting that family, going back to school and then making the decision, you know, now is the time to be a homeowner. That's amazing. And, you know, that's the one thing that I have found with a lot of young people who make that decision, because that is a lifetime investment.
It is.
For anybody, regardless of age. But to have a person so young who is so serious about being a homeowner at that particular age, that's pretty amazing.
It is, and it is rare to find someone let's say less than 25 or under 30,
right,
who has the foresight to look at purchasing real estate as an investment and something that will help secure them in the future.
Right.
They just don't think along those lines.
Exactly.
The majority of them
don't.
They're true. Always that
exception to the rule, right?
But, yeah. And I'm looking for the exceptions.
Absolutely. And that ties in great with this, Mustafa, in asking. For years, it's been said that real estate was a great investment vehicle for financial growth and security. Do you feel that that's still the case, or is it just a myth?
It is very, very true. Mm-hmm. So what do you have in real estate is that it's like a graph that goes up and comes down a little bit, goes up, comes down.
Right.
It over the long term, over a long period of time, real estate has proven to be a great long-term investment. Now, sometimes you have people out here and you'll see all of these programs on HGTV, and some of these hotels will have these seminars where people try to get you to come in and tell you, how easy it is to flip a house and pay all this money for this program and whatever.
Right.
We're teaching, we'll show you how to flip houses. And that is happening, but not to the extent that you might think it is.
Okay.
It is not as easy as you think it is.
Right.
But there is a way to accrue financial stability and get profits from flipping homes. But one of the best ways to invest in real estate or to get financial security over the long period of time is to buy and hold and allow the property to accrue or to appreciate over a period of time.
Right.
Because over a period of time, it is proven that real estate over years will continue to experience growth as opposed to decline. Now, they will have years where we may have significant declines. Mm-hmm. That's an abnormal situation that we experienced like during the recession.
Right.
But it has rebounded to the extent that those who held on to those properties were able to hold on. A lot of people lost their homes and lost their equity during the foreclosure of the last recession.
Yeah.
But those who were able to hold on to their properties, they have seen a rise in the appreciation of that property, and there's equity to be had through the long haul.
So they were patient.
They were patient. So it is not a myth. It is still one of the best means of financial security in America is to realize it through the acquisition of real estate or real property.
Very good. Now, Mustafa, here's the other side of that coin, as the expression goes. We have a lot of members of our Community Focus radio family tuning in. They are at that point. They have made that solid decision. Now is the time. But as sometimes things will happen, there's that one thing that will try to stand in their way. So let's just say if that someone is listening, wants to purchase a house, but, here's the but, is credit challenged. What advice can you give to that individual to overcome those obstacles or that one obstacle?
All right. So the very first thing that I ask my buyers to do once I meet with them or potential buyers, and everyone has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone takes their cell phone. Everyone knows what a selfie is.
Right.
And we take selfies and we share selfies and whatever, and you know, and we understand what that is. What I ask my buyers to do is I need a financial selfie.
Okay.
I need a picture of your financial situation.
Gotcha.
And I need that picture to be taken by a lender.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to, and whatever lender takes that picture may not be the lender that we use.
Right.
But I need that picture to see if it needs to be Photoshopped. So we may need to Photoshop your financial picture,
right,
and make it where it's usable to a lender. So that's the very first thing that we need to do. We need to see what's there.
There, right.
Then we can determine what needs to be done in terms of getting it where it needs to be in terms so that you are able to get the financing that you need to purchase a home.
Right.
So that's the first step.
Okay.
Then if it's significant in terms of there are major things on there that need to be corrected, then I may need to send you to someone that can, a professional person, and I've got a doctor. She's been on your program before.
Right.
Dr. Andrea Johnson. I had to do a shout out for Dr. Andrea. But she's very good at helping people correct the behaviors. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to some of these credit repair companies. They're out there, Lexington Law Firm. There's a few others out there that will go and challenge everything that's on your credit report and will try to get things removed systematically using the process of just trying to say everything that's on there doesn't belong to you, basically.
Right.
But what has happened and what caused you to get to that point are behaviors.
Yeah.
And what she talks to you about and helps you with is helping you change the behaviors that got you to that point so that you don't return to that point.
Exactly.
So it's important that we get proper counseling, proper information. Information is the key to everything.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why we pay for an education. Why do you think you pay for it? You pay for education. You think education is expensive, try ignorance. Anyway.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. Yeah, so that's what I suggest we do. We get a look of what it looks like, and then we make steps or we take steps to try to correct it and change the behavior so that it doesn't reoccur and move that score up. So there are things that you can do to help move that score up to change it, to impact it. But then again, it goes right back to guidance. Talking with someone who's a professional, who's out here looking out for your best interest, who's concerned about your well-being and your that you being successful in your endeavors, especially as it relates to housing and credit and home ownership and things of that nature. And we're dedicated to what we do. We don't do it for the money. We do it for the dedication and to give back to our community.
Absolutely. The love for the community. I love that, Mustafa. And with that said, radio family, here's one way to begin that process. You need to get in contact with this gentleman. That number again, 336-986-0695. Once again, 336-986-0695. Radio family, you are just a text away from reaching out to Mustafa Shabazz. Mustafa, my brother, my friend, it's always good to have you here on the weekend edition of Community Focus.
Renee, I appreciate it more than you can imagine.
Likewise.
I appreciate the opportunity. I'm humbled to be here, and I look forward to serving the greater community as much as I possibly can.
Thank you so
much.
Please
reach out, call, or text me. Typically, when this is on air, a lot of people are trying to call at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's better if you text.
Send that text. That's
better
right.
If you text, and I can respond to the text message a lot quicker than I can a call. Because oftentimes I'm not able to get the call because so many people are trying to call.
Right.
But if you text me your name and number, mm-hmm. then I'm able to respond more appropriately.
Very good. And on that note, Mustafa, that's why I look forward to the next time you're on the program. So no goodbyes.
No goodbyes. And we're going to help you get out of that rental rut. Learn to do the homeowner strut.
Now that's how you end the weekend edition of Community Focus. Radio family, thank you for the great company. Thank you for the things that you are doing in our communities. You too keep up the great work. And indeed, until that next time, enjoy the rest of this day and the rest of your weekend. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.